in the biggest concentration camp in the world. But one person hasn't yet made it back. That's the former Prime Minister Tony Blair's sister-in-law, Lauren Booth, a very gallant campaigner for Palestinian rights, I must say. She's being refused exit by both Israel and the regime in Cairo, Hosni Mubarak. They're keeping her locked up in Gaza, and I think that we have a telephone call from Lauren Booth on the line now in occupied Gaza. Lauren, I hope you're there.
I am, George. Hello, how are you, mate?
It's fabulous to hear your voice. Now, tell me, why are they keeping you cooped up with 1.5 million others in the concentration camp called Gaza?
Do you know what? First of all, I want to say thank you, George, for using the word concentration camp, because the word prison has been applied over the past few years to Gaza, and that's a lie, because in a prison as we recognize it in the West, you get 3 meals a day. In a prison, you get visits from outsiders, from family. In a prison, you get a nourishing diet, and you even get hobbies and rehabilitation.
And you have some prospect of release.
Exactly. You have a date for your release. And as in solidarity with all the Palestinians here, I do not have any autonomy over the decisions concerning my life anymore, because, as you said, Israel has decided it's annoyed with the people who were on the boat. And it seems that their colleagues in Egypt have made that same decision.
Well, I can understand the Israeli government's anger, because your gallant mission showed them up around the world for what they are. But it's a little bit harder to understand why the Egyptians won't allow you through. Tell us what they're saying.
Well, it's been really amusing to watch the Egyptians try to lie in the same manner that the Israelis do, only not as well. For example, I went to Rafah on Saturday. Saturday was the opening specifically and especially for foreign nationals who, like their Palestinian counterparts, may have been trapped here for weeks, months, even years without an exit, because Rafah's only been opened 8 days this year. So it was international passport holders without coordination could go through. So I went and waited in the hot buses. I got all the way to the Egyptian border, the terminal building. Then we were turned away, and an official there said, you were on the boat, you're not going anywhere. And then it appeared in the press, the Egyptians and the Israelis said, Lauren Booth didn't go to Rafah because she doesn't like being with poor people. Well, that's not really a good lie to tell, because immediately the British consul were able to say, oh, actually, we were on the phone to Lauren when she was in the overheated bus with women and children crying, trying to get through no man's land. So this misinformation that's being spread around to cover up bad politics all the time.
Now, you have very bravely left your family behind in order to help bring some relief and at least some attention to the people in the concentration camp in Gaza. This is itself a crime against you and your family life to detain you in this way. What are the British government doing about it?
Well, you know, there's been some sarcastic comments coming out of the Foreign Office. Why did Lauren Booth go when she knew the situation? Why didn't she go back on the ship? What snide comments made by the people supposed to represent?
I thought they were supposed to come to the aid of any British traveller in distress.
Well, I have to say the British consul, as opposed to the Foreign Office proper, have been pretty excellent taking up my case. But the important thing, George, is that I have the weight of a mission behind me. I have the weight of an international movement, the British consulate movement behind me, making noises at high levels. But, you know, I met a woman yesterday. She's 27 years old. Her name is Nizreen. She was she lived for 14 years in Qalqilya and has children there. And she was taken one day when she was on a visit to her family and dragged back kicking and screaming to Gaza, and has not seen her 3-year-old son and her 10-year-old son for 2 years. Now, the agony of that woman. Now, 2 years, people who are Israeli sympathizers will go, well, what's the big deal? 2 years is a torture to a mother every day. And not knowing that you'll ever see them again, This is a living hell.
Now tell me, have we heard a cheep out of your brother-in-law, the Right Honourable Anthony Lytton Blair?
We haven't. Well, there's statements coming today that have been revealed to the press are saying that he intends not to get involved, that it's nothing to do with his office. So I would invite listeners to your program to contact Tony Blair if you're interested in diplomacy, not for me, but for the suffering Gazans. Now, I believe his address is tonyblairsoffice.org. I'll get you the proper address later, but it's his London office address. Maybe you could give it to your viewers and listeners and let them decide if they want to take action for other Gazans who are stuck here.
Well, the very best of luck, Lauren. We hope very much that you're released soon. But, of course, the Palestinians will not be so fortunate, as you are the first to say. And it's a very brave thing you've done, and you have the congratulations of all of us here.